Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Political protests continue in Thailand, where opposition groups are demanding that Yingluck Shinawat resign immediately as prime minister and not stand for re-election. She rejected those demands, but has dissolved parliament and called new elections, now set for February. As a longtime friend of the Thai people, the United States is following the situation closely. Once merely boisterous, over the last 2 weeks, protests turned violent, with 5 people killed and more than 300 wounded during occupations of government buildings and other confrontations. Clashes between Thailand's 2 major political blocs resulted in a state of emergency in 2008. Protesters briefly seized Bangkok's international airport, interrupting trade and seriously hurting tourism. The United States strongly supports democratic institutions and the democratic process in Thailand. As planning proceeds for the February vote, the United States encourages all involved to resolve political differences peacefully and democratically, in a way that reflects the will of the Thai people and strengthens the rule of law.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. If you have a comment, please write to Editorials, VOA, Washington, D.C., 20237, USA. You may also comment and view all our current editorials at the VOA Editorials homepage, www.voanews.com/editorials.